Are you familiar with the word subduction? After listening to today's creation moment, you'll know what it means and why it can happen very quickly. The bottom line? The Earth is much younger than what geologists tell us. And now our creation moment's host, Paul Taylor.
I live in a subduction zone. The small Juan de Fuca tectonic plate lies off the coast of Oregon and Washington State. This plate is being pushed underneath the North American plate. It's the friction of this subduction that melts rock miles underground and 100 miles in from the coast. This molten rock or magma can sometimes emerge, forming new layers on the volcanoes that facilitate the emergence of the magma. This subduction is occurring at painfully slow speeds of just a fraction of an inch per year. Evolutionists make the mistake of assuming that what is slow today must always have been slow. In the 1980s, geologist Dr. John Baumgartner realized that, in its initial phase, subduction could have happened very rapidly indeed. He called this runaway subduction, and showed that it meant that cold, solid plate material could have sunk into the semi-molten mantle of the Earth. In 1987, he predicted that such material could probably be detected. In 2005, a report was published showing the existence of a large solid lump in the mantle, which was named as the Farallon Plate. It soon became apparent that the current Juan de Fuca plate is a remaining piece following the subduction of most of the Farallon plate. This circulation of cold material in the mantle cannot have happened millions of years ago. In a biblical timescale, we can see that this runaway subduction must have taken place at the beginning of the flood, which was about 4,500 years ago.
Visit us online at creationmoments.com where you'll find thousands of free biblical creation resources, articles, radio show transcripts, videos, and much more.